K-Rock, hello, who's this?
It's Frank.
Frank, you're caller 20.
No way.
Yep.
Kevin, you made my week.
I'm glad. You were on the standby boarding list to see Royal Otis in Mexico City.
Yes, let's go.
It is the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, we have Crotchgate from the Olympics. Why is Pam Bondi singling out the city I live in front of Congress? There's the ring cam controversy we'll talk about. We have People Are Dumb. We have What's Up with Florida. We have the 420 Catch of the Day, which is our new music feature. And we have tickets in the 5 o'clock hour for Violent Femmes when they play Yamava February 28th. And also, we will continue to qualify you for Royal Otis in Mexico City. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
That is absolutely not true.
A Slavic fugitive who'd been on the run for 16 years was finally arrested trying to get into the Olympics to watch his team play hockey. People Are Dumb. Coming up next on K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Do you want to go see Royal Otis in Mexico City? Another chance for you to qualify. You have only a few left. Coming up in just over 20 minutes on K-Rock.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
A fugitive on the run for years is arrested when he turns up at the Olympics to watch hockey. A Slavic fugitive who had been on the run for 16 years from Italy was finally arrested when he turned up in Milan to support the national ice hockey team at the Milan Cortina Winter Olympics, police said Friday. The 44-year-old man, who was not named, was wanted by Italian authorities for a series of thefts he committed in 2010. And he's been successfully on the run for 16 years. Before the hockey game, he had checked into a campsite in the outskirts of Milan. And thanks to an automatic alert from the campsite reception, the police knew exactly where he was. It turns out when a place hosts the Olympics, security is very tight and very important. I don't know why a guy on the run for 16 years would voluntarily go to maybe the most secure area in the country. But he did because he wanted to watch his hockey, and he got caught. And he got caught before his team from Slovakia beat Finland 4-1. He didn't see a second of it. He is in a permanent penalty box, which the rest of us call jail, to serve the rest of his 11-month and 7-day sentence.
Dumb man.
Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Jaslyn.
Jaslyn, you are caller 20.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much.
You're on the standby boarding list for Royal Otis in Mexico City. That drawing is Tuesday morning.
Awesome. That's awesome. Thank you.
Her district includes Culver City, and she's not talking about any crime in her district.
Shut up, Pam Bondi. That's the city I live in. Crime is way down. Are you just picking cities out at random?
It's the comment that turned heads across the west side of L.A. Attorney General Pam Bondi appearing to try and insult a local representative over crime in Culver City.
It was California Representative Sidney Kamlinger-Dove.
Yeah, the whole thing was pretty bizarre. If you watched any of it, her claims about what she called a hotbed of illegal activity were baffling to many people who call Culver City home, including the mayor.
I mean, I would hope so.
It went viral amongst my friends with laughter. Like, we were in shock. It's like the safest place in L.A.
I don't know that that's true, but it's not a hotbed of crime.
Maybe you've also been talking about it in your group chat. Culver City suddenly in the national spotlight after Attorney General Pam Bondi made this comment during a federal hearing Wednesday.
Her district includes Culver City.
I know you're asking me about the Epstein files, but what about Culver City?
And she's not talking about any crime in her districts.
I mean, I think they're all talking about trying to figure out why you are protecting pedophiles.
But for many people who live in Culver City, the idea of crime isn't just unfamiliar, it's laughable. Literally.
It's laughable because when you think of Culver City, you don't think of crime. You think of the community. You think of the history of these historic buildings and the movie industry.
Listen, when you're under oath and you're trying to tap dance around the Epstein files, you grab any city you can think of.
The worst crime in Culver City is that they charge $24 for a smoothie at Erewhon.
Yeah, I don't go to Erewhon for that reason.
But beyond the jokes, we wanted to know what the numbers actually show. So we caught up with Culver City Mayor Freddie Puza. He says the data tells a different story than the one implied at the hearing.
Crime has been down. In 2024, it was down 9.7%. And in the third quarter of 2025, it was down another 6.1% compared to the same time period the previous year.
I don't have the energy to bring those statistics to light, but I'm just saying.
We're home to TikTok, Amazon Studios, Apple Studios, Sony Studios, Pinterest. But I always say I don't like to be defined by
all the companies that you just listed.
You know how many corporations we have in the city, but how welcoming and the sense of belonging in the city.
I live in Culver City. I love it. And you're just grabbing anything to talk about other than the Epstein files? So keep Culver City out your mouth, Pam Bondi. Have you heard of Crotchgate? Out of the Olympics, details coming up on K-Rock. Have you heard of Crotchgate? It's the biggest controversy about the Winter Olympics out of Milan. It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. The Nordic World Ski Championships were held, and they found one of their coaches sewing some extra material into the ski jumpers' costumes. Male ski jumpers have to wear tight-fitting suits that are no more than 4 centimeters larger than their body. And they want to add as much material as they can so that the wind catches it and slows them down. So they can cheat in a couple of ways. They can add material to the suit after it's been inspected, or they can inject their penis with some type of acid that makes it bigger and heavier and catch more wind. They can go up to 9 feet further that way.
Ski jumpers, okay, look, think of it this way. Think of when you put your hand out the window in a moving car, okay? And you can have your hand like this, and it'll go a certain, there'll be wind resistance. You tilt your hand a little bit like this, there's even more wind resistance. Now imagine, instead of a hand, you're talking about a skier going off a jump and going and leaping down one of those gigantic hills. The more wind resistance that they're able to put up, the longer that they're able to stay in the air. And the fact that they wear these very tight suits, the wind goes around them. But if they add just a little bit of fabric to those suits.
So they're adding fabric to the crotch, thus Crotchgate.
And they can stay up in the air just a little bit longer. And experimentation has found that the best place to put that extra fabric is in the crotch. Because that's where the wind whips through to the most degree. The wind whips through your crotch. And to that degree, it holds them up just a little bit longer. Norway found out about this.
Norway tried it a year ago at the World Championships.
And got caught at it. It was a tremendous scandal, tremendous disgrace. And so now there are all sorts of electronic sensors that go. They are inspecting the crotch.
I'm sure they are.
And they managed to, they have taken this form of cheating out of the sport. But obviously we're all having a laugh about it, but it is very deadly serious.
Keep your eyes open for Gold Medal Peni. It's a good band name.
Well, that was perfect execution.
Thank you. Rock, hello, who's this?
Clarissa?
Clarissa, your caller 20.
Woo-hoo! I'm caller 20?
Yep.
Dad, get back in the, Dad, oh, Dad, turn the radio on.
Dad, turn the radio on.
Oh, my God.
That
Hi.
Son of a bitch. Hi.
This is so crazy. I always call in, and I never get through. This is so cool.
You did this time, and you're on the standby boarding list for a trip for two to Mexico City to see Royal Otis.
Woo-hoo! Hooray!
Ramsey, 420 catch of the day. On the way, it's Kevin Ryder on K-Rock. Megan Holliday is here now with three things at four.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, a seemingly friendly pickleball match at a country club in Port Orange, Florida, erupted into a full-blown brawl this week after a disagreement over a rule about the kitchen, which is the non-volley zone near the net. For us people that don't spend our time playing pickleball.
Okay.
What started as players arguing about a shot quickly escalated into verbal insults and then punches, with one 63-year-old man striking his opponent in the face with a pickleball paddle and his wife joining in. According to authorities, about 20 people became involved before the police arrived.
Wow, awesome.
And both the husband and wife were arrested on felony battery charges related to victims age 65 or older. There's a video out there of them being arrested, and it is glorious. Country club pickleball and a fight is definitely what you would call peak Florida retirement.
Yep.
Number two, let's talk about people who play actual sports. U.S. women's hockey goalie Erin Frankel is making headlines, but not for her goalkeeping, but for her Caesar salad reviews. Here's the story.
Every Olympics, we see athletes go viral and become celebrities, but U.S. women's hockey goalie Erin Frankel might be the most deserving. So Erin is actually a Caesar salad influencer on the side. Yeah, you heard that right. So Erin's true passion might not be hockey, but instead posting Caesar salad reviews on her account, Pain by Romaine. And I might add, that is a brilliant name. This post by an ex-user did its rounds today, and it put not only the U.S., but the world on her expert salad takes. She seems to love bacon and emphasizes that a crouton can make or break a salad on her reviews. But don't get it twisted, she's absolutely dominating for Team USA, who is a perfect 4-0. So I don't know about you guys, but I will be following Pain by Romaine as a fellow Caesar salad lover.
I just love that.
Wow,
so
that's so
much.
Crazy.
So random. Yep. She gained a new follower for sure, though. Number three, it's Friday, so we like to highlight movies that are coming out this weekend. Wuthering Heights is a new adaptation of the Emily Bronte classic, starring Margot Robbie and Jacob Elordi. Very moody, very Valentine's core, if you're looking for that. Crime 101, this looks great. You told me about this one.
Yep.
So this is a crime heist thriller with Chris Hemsworth, Mark Ruffalo, and Halle Berry. Good Luck, Have Fun, Don't Die is a sci-fi action comedy starring Sam Rockwell and Zazie Beetz. And Cold Storage is a horror comedy with Joe Keery, Georgina Campbell, and Liam Neeson. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-R-L-K. K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
We have been playing the song Monge 2 by Wet Leg. It came out on their album last year, Moisturizer, but this is a remix of it from New York artist The Dare. So it's Monge 2 The Dare remix from Wet Leg. It helped me understand the other 50% of the lyrics I didn't know. And it's the 420 Catch of the Day on K-Rock. That's a happy little remix. It's The Dare remix of Monge 2. 420 Catch of the Day on K-Rock. It is the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday with another chance to send you out of the country.
Sending you to see Royal Otis in Mexico City, so get on the standby boarding list at 5.
In the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to give you a topic you're going to call and or text.
And the best phone call, we got your tickets to see Violent Femmes at Yamava.
Are you not ready for Valentine's Day yet? You're the people we want to talk to now at 800-520-1067. Maybe you have something in your mind,
right?
But you've done nothing.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, at 4:40 in the afternoon, the day before, you've done nothing.
Yeah.
We did this for Christmas. When was it? It was like December.
It was only like a few. I feel like it was
later.
Like it was only a few days before, and we got some incredible
people. Yeah, I got
people.
15 people coming over to my house. I haven't started yet.
Yeah.
Bizarre stuff like that.
Awesome.
So we're going to take your phone calls at 800-520-1067 and your texts. You haven't begun Valentine's Day yet. Whatever you're going to do, you haven't started it. 800-520-1067.
And for the best phone call, it's your final chance to win these tickets to see Violent Femmes at Yamava Theater on the 28th.
You have done nothing for Valentine's Day. 800-520-1067. Are you a procrastinator?
We know you are.
That's the question. Are you ready for Valentine's Day, or have you not started yet?
Those are the people that we want to hear from.
Yes, 800-520-1067 for your calls and or texts.
And for the best call, we got your tickets to see Violent Femmes at Yamava Theater.
Congratulations to Julie.
Out of Woodland Hills, now on the standby boarding list to see Royal Otis in Mexico City. One more shot.
6 o'clock on K-Rock. I used to procrastinate. That used to be me.
Used to? Are you sure?
Sometimes I still do.
Okay.
But I'm ready for Valentine's Day.
Okay, go.
So
yeah,
I got
good.
That.
Hell yeah.
I got that
I mean,
going for me.
You better be, because I love Marin. She's amazing.
Yes, she is.
Yes.
All right, so you waited till the last second, and you either pulled it off or you didn't pull it off. We don't care.
Yeah.
But you waited till the last second, and we're extra points for Valentine's Day. You waited till the last second for Valentine's Day?
Hello.
Hi there. You haven't done anything for Valentine's Day yet?
Nope.
Tell us more.
Do you have somebody that you need to celebrate?
Yeah.
Boyfriend, husband?
You going to make us guess?
Somebody that I've been seeing for 15 years.
You've been seeing for 15 years?
Yeah.
All right. You're making us work for it. Do you think that person expects something tomorrow?
Probably.
Okay.
Did I get anything? No.
Are you planning on trying to get anything?
I've been kind of thinking about it. And I thought that tickets to the Violent Femmes would be
okay.
You're not counting on us. I hope.
Oh, I am.
No, that's bad news for you.
This is pretty crafty. Yeah. Smart lady right here.
Thank you.
All right. You waited till the last second, and you either pulled it off or didn't. Extra points for Valentine's Day.
And for the very best phone call, it's your final chance to win up these pair of tickets to see Violent Femmes at Yamava Theater on the 28th.
Calls or text 800-520-1067. We are talking about you waited till the very last second.
562 said, the day before Valentine's Day last year, I finally came up with a gift and drove in a storm for 2 hours to buy roller skates. I spun out on my way back and had to pay towing fees and damages to her car. The skates were cool, but she fell within minutes of trying them out and fractured her wrist. This is what you get for waiting to the last second.
You have one more chance.
Get on the standby boarding list to see Royal Otis in Mexico City. That is coming up at 6 on K-Rock.
We are talking to my people, the procrastinators that wait till the very last second. You did that for Valentine's Day?
Okay, well, lucky for me, I didn't wait. My wife actually ended up opening all her gifts yesterday.
I'm sorry?
To go out and celebrate.
Why?
Because she's spoiled.
Oh, my God. She couldn't wait.
But I have a buddy of mine who has been texting me nonstop all day saying that he needs help with going out to find a gift. So I'm actually going to go help him tonight because I do DoorDash and Instacart. So I know exactly what I'm helping him out with. And he's going to pay me an extra $150 just to find him the right gift.
Oh, my God.
You're expensive.
$150 that he could have spent on that gift had he got it a week ago.
Exactly.
That is wild. K-Rock, hello.
Yo.
Hey, you waited till the last second.
All right, so I was really broke last year, and I busted out my ass. I made a Valentine's Day card, and it was a mix of, you know that it's a Simpsons episode where they, it's a little train, I choose you, you know that episode?
Oh, yeah, yes. I remember.
Yes.
Okay, so I made a mix-up with Mr. T. So on the front it says, I pity the fool. And then it's inside it says, who don't choose you.
Yeah. Oh, wow. My God. Yeah. Honestly, dude, you kind of crushed it.
Points for creativity.
Yeah, it's called being broke and being an artist.
Did it go over well?
Yeah, she really liked it. She cried.
Oh,
all right.
Love it.
K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, pretty much. That's me. So... the day after Valentine's Day is my 30th anniversary for my husband and I.
Right.
And, yeah, I got nothing.
Oh, man. Do you have any ideas?
Well, I thought maybe I'd take him for a ride in my Mustang that he got me
for
our 30th early.
That's not really a gift for him.
And I'll let him drive.
Let him drive.
Ooh.
And if I do get this, I'm going by myself because he's going to have to watch my mom.
Oh, my God. So you are selfishly calling in for these Violent Femme tickets, and you're not even going to take him?
Yes.
I love it.
Wow.
Also, no.
I'm lovable still, though. I'm still lovable.
I don't think so.
Not sure. Not positive about that.
I'm not a fan.
Who was the texter? Because that one seemed extreme.
Yeah, and we'll have him tell the story. Okay, so his name is Ricky.
All right. Ricky, hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
So I couldn't come up with a gift for my girlfriend at the time until the day of.
Mm-hmm.
And I had her car, and I drove, like, it was storming that day. I drove a couple of hours out to a skating store, and they had roller skates. I was looking specifically for roller skates.
Okay.
Drove back in the storm, but by that time, the sun had went down. It's a really rough road, and, you know, you're looking at the red lights ahead of you and the white lights coming to your left. I spun out, trashed the car's rear end, like, it was just a undrivable.
Wait, this was her car, no?
No, it was her car.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was her car. Uh-huh.
It was her car. And so that was hours to get, like, a tow truck out there, get my ass back home.
Right.
I missed making her dinner and whatnot, and I had a box of the roller skates, like, under my arm the entire way, like, to, you know, with the tow truck guy and all that stuff.
Right.
So gave it to her. There was no dinner. I gave it to her. It wasn't wrapped. It wasn't anything. And she put them on. She was happy. I hadn't told her about the car yet. She puts on the skates, and within a few minutes, she slides and she falls, and she fractures her wrist.
Dude, this is like unbelievable.
Wow.
There's no car. So I can't take her
and to the hospital.
To her. Well, urgent care.
Urgent care, sure.
So I couldn't. Yeah, so as she's like kind of like, you know, I think I really jacked this up, I have to tell her. It's like, oh, by the way.
You think you jacked something up? Wait till you hear about your car.
Yeah. well, that was years ago. So, yeah, she's, you know, obviously we're not together. But, yeah,
obviously.
Really messed up. And she paid for the bills. I mean, because I wasn't working.
Wow. So.
Oh, Ricky.
Well, you should have hung on to her.
Yeah, honestly. Well, you know, it sounds like you really kind of hit like the top limit of leaving it to the end. So we're going to give you this gift of going to see the Violent Femmes at Yamava Theater.
Oh, that is awesome. She was so violent that night, too.
It is 106.7 K-Rock, K-Rock, and your final chance to get on the standby boarding list and see Royal Otis in Mexico City. That is coming up at 6, and then next week, Klein Alley Show, we're going to call whoever is going, so let's make it happen. It is world-famous K-Rock.